7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, Croc Nation. Dr. Tom Ianelli here with another amazing podcast for you guys to use in your survivorship journey. Joining me, Angel Santana, Have Faith, Let It Begin, on the other side of the computer. Angel, I hear that we have millions and millions of people watching us tonight.
Yeah, TikTokers are here today. This is another great opportunity for us to expand our format, but more importantly, to invite the TikTok Nation to the Croc Podcast Nation. And that's going to be a great episode today.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, let me tell the TikTokers what we're doing here tonight. We are a cancer survivorship podcast to help our cancer survivors get through their daily, day-to-day challenges and give them the resources, the advice, the information, the wisdom they need to get through each day. And we're in the middle of a module, which I think you guys would be, interested in hearing about, because it's not just for cancer survivors. It's really for everybody. And it's a subject matter very dear and near to my heart called In Search of the Person You Want to Be. So we are now on part 6, and that part 6 is going to be how cancer can supercharge our journey to self-discovery. So, Angel, I have to be honest with you. I have personally been really enjoying this module, and I almost feel guilty because I think I've learned more about myself than any listener has done for the last 5 podcasts. And I think that's because it is a universal, you know, our human journey is a struggle. Our human journey can be painful. And I think that we are geared toward the cancer survivor, but I think anybody can get a benefit from listening to some of these podcasts. And more importantly, anybody who knows someone who has cancer, whether it be a friend, a family member, a loved one, that makes you a survivor by definition.
Absolutely. And I think that's the best part about this format and this podcast, is that we come together each and every weekday. And by doing that, we are engaging our listeners to understand that it's not always about you having to be knowing somebody that does have cancer, but it's getting more knowledge about it. And I'm, for one, I've gotten a lot of knowledge for it. And I feel that, you know, I'm a part of that as well.
Absolutely. And when we talk about In Search of the Person You Want to Be, I think everybody agrees we could be a better version of ourselves, and how to go about doing that is what our job is. But the whole reason that we're doing this particular module is not because I'm a new age or self-help guru. As a matter of fact, it's the absolute complete opposite. I'm a paradox like most everyone else. I am part success, but part big hot mess. So we put that together as a poem, right? I'm a part success and part big hot mess. We could actually do a rap song to that, Angel. And I think that my only agenda has always been on this podcast is to help our cancer survivors and thrivers in any way I can. And this is the episode of the module where we kind of turn the tables and we're actually going to be cone downing or focusing on the specific survivor-thriver experience with their journey for self-realization by exposing them to a superpower. Did you know that they have a superpower, and most cancer survivors don't even know they have a superpower?
I was not aware of that. I'm curious about what kind of superpower.
We're going to tell you. I mean, just hang on a few minutes and we're going to get to it. But here's the path to discovery of that superpower. So you would agree, Angel, that cancer is a traumatic event. It's a crisis.
Definitely.
And it's a crisis that's not just medical. It's also spiritual. It's personal. It's professional. It's emotional. And it's internal. And I think with all the bad that we focus on this podcast for our survivors, we focus on their diagnosis. We focus on their experience, their treatments, their side effects. And then on the other side of the coin, you know, which we don't even realize, but our cancer survivors, thrivers always teach us that there's a fertile soil under their feet. There's a soil that's ready to take root and have them sharpen their lenses on the re-evaluation and rediscovery of their inner self to be something that we all strive to be. And as I said before, to be that person we always wanted to be. So it gives the survivor thriver an advantage over us. And I call, you know, the rest of the world, the deniers and the head in the sanders, you know, because we have our heads in the sand, you know, all the time, because we're really in such denial about our own mortality, that to become the person we always envisioned or hoped we could be, even far before their diagnosis of cancer, and to follow it to our last breath. So to kind of find out who it was that you were before your diagnosis, then discover the superpower we're going to be talking about, use that superpower to supercharge your journey, and then become that person that you always wanted to be, and then have that person you always want to be that person to your last breath. And you, that last breath will not be from cancer, guaranteed. So we always use the analogies, right, Angel? And we're going to use two analogies for the superpower, but now I will expose exactly what that secret is. So the superpower that our cancer survivor thrivers have is they have a fearlessness within fearfulness, and I'll explain that to you. So, you know, I'm a history buff, and I've been doing a lot of, you know, reading and I guess studying of, you know, the Second World War and how the Allied forces came to get onto European soil by Normandy, that French beach, and there's Omaha Beach and Sword Beach, Juneau Beach, and how that all transpired. And you all, anyone who's seen the movie Saving Private Ryan, knows how horrific that day was for many of our brave soldiers and people in the armed forces that didn't make it through that day. But every single person who made it through Omaha Beach that day, the Second Rangers and everyone else, what they all said the same thing. They said, man, God, if you get me through today, there won't be another day in my life that I'll ever be afraid of anything else. Because if I don't die today, nothing you can throw at me. I have bullets flying over all over the place. My best friend just had got his head blown off. I'm looking at people without arms and legs, and there's blood everywhere and guts, and there's people crying and dying and just horrific things that we could never identify. And that sort of sentiment of, God, get me through this, and I'll never have a day where I'll ever be fearful again. And I liken that to a cancer survivor. I think that once that, you know, the doctor, you know, breaks that news, it's almost as if you can get through that and you can get through your treatments, then you can get through anything.
Right.
But the other analogy movie that I have is a movie that's really not well thought of, but I kind of liked it. It was called The Green Lantern. And I know you're a superhero guy. I don't know if you saw that movie, The Green Lantern, but so in The Green Lantern, you know, Ryan Reynolds is the guy that's picked, you know, to become a Green Lantern and be a protector of the universe. And, you know, he's a total screw up, like a 1,000,000% screw up. But for some reason, the ring picked him. And, you know, the universe is being threatened by this incredibly evil and terrible superpower called Parallax. And Parallax is feeding on the fear of the universe and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And Hal Jordan, which is the character's name, was certainly afraid, but he was truthful and upfront about his fear. And most importantly, he was not overwhelmed with his fear. He was comfortable with his fear. Mm-hmm. And this was opposed to some of the other lanterns that were being really muy macho, and they were really shitting their pants, but they were being really super macho. And it was these other colleagues of him, you know, of his, that were getting absorbed by this creature that was feeding off of fear. And I see an analogy between, you know, that character and our cancer survivor, in the sense that, you know, cancer does cause fear. You are fearful, but you become comfortable with your fear and you become okay with the fear, and you almost become, you know, not overwhelmed. And I think that is the superpower that can supercharge that experience, that ability to then use that information. And we'll go through the 10 keys to open and lock, unlock those doors to get us to the final last step. And that's finally building the final product. So what I see is this projection of this character or of that hero on Omaha Beach in our cancer survivor, and I've seen it for 35 years, that the vast majority, and I can't say every single person, but the vast majority of survivors and thrivers have this in common with an Omaha Beach survivor or the Green Lantern character that I mentioned. So fear is the underlying factor that makes cancer stand out as a disease, right? It can occur anytime, anywhere, to anyone, whether they deserve it or not. It acts unpredictably, like an alien, as opposed to like, having a clogged artery in your heart or having an infectious disease, where you can see it and you can fix it. It has a history of advanced presentation and poor outcomes, and it has a history of toxic treatments and long-term side effects. So you have this disease sort of that's creating this superhero. You are becoming a superhero because of this disease that's going to help you become a better person. It's going to help you become the person you always wanted to be. Mm. And you were a person before your diagnosis, like me and like Angel and like everyone else, oblivious, although Angel is less oblivious than I am, in denial, lost, having no idea of who you are, no insight as to who you are, with a ton of unresolved issues, with an infamiliarity with the dark side, because we all have a small dark side, hopefully small dark side. And we have the inability to take our psychological vital signs. We had a podcast on how to do that, or even how we're perceived by others. We did that episode last week. And as a consequence, bang, you get the cancer, right? You end up with the cancer. And it is that great opportunity, Angel. We call it that dare to be great moment we all await for in our life. Like when Tom, what is his name? The little guy in Top Gun, Tom Cruise in Top Gun, like that part at the end when, he's afraid and then all of a sudden he becomes brave and he saves the day. Or Roy Hobbs, I remember Robert Redford in The Natural, he's up at bat and the last inning and he's bleeding through his ulcer and he hits the ball and it hits the light and it blows up and he wins the game and blah, blah, blah. Or everybody remembers Tim Robbins with his hands in the air and the Shawshank Redemption, right? Classic. It's that dare to be great moment that we all await for, that the cancer survivors just fall into. And we mere mortals, Angel, you and me and all of us without cancer, never get that Hot Wheels supercharged moment, that dare to be great moment to actually get that insight. So yes, the cancer path has been chosen, not by us, right? We know that. Yes, the shock will initially rock and shock us to the core of our souls. We know that. Yes, you will be weakened by the cure to your cancer. And yes, you may never be the same physically, but you can use this experience to transform yourself into a colossus, a real life superhero with the wisdom and self-realization and enlightenment of a Buddha, because all of the self-deception and false security has melted away to bring upon a mature, realistic, untethered, self-sufficient, singular badass. That's what you guys are. All of our survivors, you're a bunch of badasses and you should be very proud of yourself. And the 10 keys that I promised that can help open those doors to get us to the green room, that's that last room that we need to get to build that last product of ourselves, we're going to go through. So number one is you guys have that advantage of the elimination of deception. So you no longer don't think you can live forever. You also embrace this reality. You're okay with it. It's like, okay, I'm mortal. Everyone on this earth before me has died. Everyone after me will die. I will die. I get it. I know the rules now. I'm no longer a head in the sander, as we call it. You get the opportunity to enhance your relationship with your creator, but not a relationship that most of us have. Angel, this is not pertaining to you, but most of us who are not cancer survivors have a superstitious connection with a creator. It's like a bargain. If I'm good, you give me this. Oh my gosh, I better thank God and cross myself or something bad will happen to me. That's not the relationship a survivor has with their creator. Also, you guys exaggerate your priorities. We're doing things in our day. We mere mortals, non-superheroes, you know, we're wasting our time. We're spinning our wheels. We're hanging out with people we shouldn't be hanging around with. We're doing things we don't have to do. We're buying things we don't need. We're getting all worked up over things that are not important. You guys don't do that. You know what's important. You concentrate on your priorities. These are all the keys that opens these doors to who you want to be. You guys have your lives that have been enlivened. Colors are brighter to you. Tastes are more succulent and scrumptious. You know, we go in and we eat good stuff and we see beautiful things and it's like, okay, that's cool. That wasn't that great. But when you have a different perspective, life is a living, breathing rainbow, right? It's not just, oh, that's a pretty thing. You know, it's real. You feel it. You taste it. You breathe it. You take exception to your imperfection and flaws. You try to build yourself to be that better person, but you're also going to accept the fact that you're always going to have imperfections and you're always going to have flaws, but we're going to minimize those and we're going to accentuate the good. And that's how we're going to build you back up. And you are a courageous being by necessity. So it's not that you have no fear, it's that you can live in fear. And that's the difference. Number eight, you can focus on the legacy. You see that there is an end to your particular run. You can see that you're not going to be here forever. So the things that you want to leave behind, the memories, the accomplishments, all of your relationships, the things that you want people to remember about you takes a priority. And that's, again, how you could change yourself to be that person to leave the legacy that you want behind by becoming the legacy you want to be. And you want to become the kindness that we all need in this world. You're not going to be filled with anger. You're going to be filled with love and you're going to be filled with acceptance. And you're going to be so full, you're going to have a fullness, just a gratitude, a fullness, and a absolute, you know, being content. You know, you're going to have a contentment that 99% of people that are walking on this blue-green marble have zero contentment or fulfillment. You already have that because of your superpower. Next week, Angel, we're going to do the final episode on this module, and it's going to be building the final product, doing the finishing carpentry, putting up the last coat of paint, getting our certificate of occupancy, and being that person. Your thoughts?
You know, I think today's episode is a great one because it reminds us that we don't have to have the cape, the mask to be a superhero. But in reality is we all do have a superpower, and it's what we bring to the table and what's inside of us that can actually create that superpower. And you know what? Kudos to you on bringing that up, and to all the survivors out there, understand one thing: you do have a superpower. You are a superhero and you truly are a gift to this world.
Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin. How could I be any more grateful for you, my friend? Thank you for a wonderful podcast. Anybody out there in TikTok, have faith, let it begin every day, Monday through Friday. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to pray. You're going to become closer to your creator. You're going to become that person we all want to be. Thank you, Angel, for everything you do. Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up. Thank you, Rod. We had a great dinner last night with Angel. Good little board meeting, trying to get some work done. This night with our TikTok friends might be the first trying to get the word out as far as what the work is that we're trying to do and trying to share it with the world one person at a time. The board of directors, such a great group of selfless and amazing people whose only goal to be on this board is not for self-satisfaction or to tell everybody how great they are about how many boards they're on, but rather anonymous, wonderful, talented people who only care about the having a better journey for our cancer survivors, which leaves us to our cancer survivors. This is your pep talk, guys. This is the part of the podcast where me and Angel tell you guys how amazing you are. We called you superhero badasses tonight. Sorry about that. That's actually a compliment. You guys are strong. You guys are amazing. You guys are tough. You are worthwhile. You are worthy. You are special. You are loved. You are brave. You are supported. You are not alone. You're a fighter. You got this. Angel, we end this podcast like we end every Croc podcast, wishing all of our survivors / thrivers a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.